Hey, you're Stocks from the 5 Yard Rush podcast, and you're listening to the Ballers Dynasty podcast. You're either here because you're in the league or you just got lost.
Hey, Ballers! Welcome back to the Ballers Dynasty League podcast. Week 5 is in the bag, and we had the second of the London Games 2. And as always, to run through all the week's shenanigans, Stormo is here. Hey, mate.
All right, Pitsy. So you're the cause of being late this week, not me.
Yep,
you don't even have an excuse. I did.
I wasn't even working. I was just late. And yeah, we had to push that. I apologize, team. I apologize.
Yeah, good. They need to know because I don't want people thinking it's me, you know, starting a theme and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Good. But yeah, other than that, sorry, mate. I'm actually all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you. Good.
Good.
There is no guest on this week. We decided that we'd go solo for a week. I say solo, just as a duo. Solo duo.
Me and you are one person.
Still shout out to everybody else. I think Stocks will be probably on next week and Thacker on the week after, unless anyone else decides they want to have a play.
Yeah, come down, come, you know, price is right, come and join us.
Exactly.
All are welcome.
All are very much welcome.
Exactly.
One of these days we'll get down on by the pool, won't we?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Hopefully he's not drunk when he does it, but
that'd be although cool. That'd be pretty cool if he was.
Because as I've said before, I've got an idea of what Dan sounds like in my head, but I don't actually really know.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything that you think it actually sounds like.
Well, in my head, it sounds like a squeaky Yorkshireman with like a Florida really slow, you know, south twang.
I wish it was.
I can't even mimic it, to be honest.
I really wish it was like that, but it's not.
I'm really disappointed if he's like, "Hi, my name is Dan. How you all doing?" If he's really deep, that'd be cool too.
Yeah. should just leave us a voice note on the on WhatsApp, and then we can hear his voice.
Oh yeah, leave us a voice note so I can hear what you sound like.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Good idea, Pitt.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because I obviously know what everyone else sounds like. Obviously, people probably won't know what Susie sounds like because she's not been on the pod. But everyone else has been on, so we know what that sounds like.
80% of the people know what Susie sounds like.
So maybe Susie needs to leave a voice note as well, so we know what because when they write in the pod, yeah, you obviously hear it in their voice, don't you? Well,
yeah,
I do.
Exactly. Yeah.
So. But yeah, Dan's are just doing my squeaky Yorkshire, deep south, slow southern Florida accent.
Brilliant.
So, Pitsy, you know what to do. Drop a beat. Go on, Pitsy.
Right. I've literally only just added these to my doc just now, but
you needed an extra day to think of a highlight.
I think so, yeah.
Fair enough.
It is all about New York, New York.
New York, concrete jungle. Yeah, got you.
I have a different New York song, but okay.
Sorry, mate.
All right. First of all, Giants beat Green Bay. In London. That was quite funny.
Oh, that, you know what was great about that, though? Obviously, the Packers' first time in London, and they pretty much outnumbered everyone about 97-3. And then they just got beat down so good. And all them Packers fans left London
crying.
Seen that sound? Crying. Yeah, that was good. I like that.
But even more so was J-E-T-S, Jets, who destroyed that fishy team.
Flip and Flaps team.
Flip and Flops team, 40 points to 17. So, yeah, because Jets suck, don't they, guys? Jets suck.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Yeah, it was just a good match, to be fair, because, you know, I think after all the years of Jets really sucking, Salah seems to be putting a little bit of something together, because they won the week before as well, didn't they? So
yeah,
there might be a new suckage in town.
Love it.
The Broncos.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, stuff.
Yeah.
Sweet, man. That was a good highlight.
Thank you. What's your highlight?
New York. Well, I've got two kind of highlights. My first one was Kirk Cousins.
Your boy?
I know he's been, just because he's my boy, and I think he's underappreciated sometimes. He's obviously, since he left and came to the Vikings, people obviously slagged him off, too inconsistent, this, and this. But I think he's done a steady, great job for the Vikings. And this weekend, he just, at one point, I think he was like, he hit like 17, 18 out of 18 passes. It was just, you know, spreading it around. The receivers were all catching, and he just looked top notch. So he was just great to watch in that first couple. I know at the end, he ended up going for like 32 completions of 42 or something, and like 296 yards. So he had a decent outing. But those first couple of throws, those first half of his throws just went to hand, went everywhere. You know, none of the defenders could get near him. And it was just so good to watch. So that's for my boy Kirk.
Nice.
That's highlight number one.
He went 32-41.
Yeah, 32-41. And I think he was 20 for 20 or 19 for 19 to start.
Yeah, he did well.
Which was great to watch.
His first 17 throws of the game were all spot on.
Yeah. Which is cool. It doesn't happen that often, to be honest. So, yeah, him. And then my other highlight was, this pains me to kill, or pains me to say this, was it was just like a running back weekend. And most of those running backs seem to be on Bloody Simon's team, which we'll come to in a minute. But like, Fournette went off, scored two touchdowns. Henry went off, scored two touchdowns. Eckler went off, scored two touchdowns. Chubb went off, scored two touchdowns. Cook scored two touchdowns. And, you know, the running backs stamped some authority, and they were just good to watch this week. So that's my other, like, really highlights. And I'm pretty sure there's someone else in there that I might have missed, or Pierce, maybe. Pierce scored two or had a great day. But yeah, there was a few of them.
Yeah, it was.
So shout out to the running backs.
They did all right, didn't they? They did okay.
Yeah. I think it's a very underappreciated position, you know.
They get washed out so quickly.
Yeah, I've always. And they probably work the hardest, so. Because they get beat down. Their bodies get beat. They get absolutely hammered, the running backs.
Yeah.
And their position don't last. And obviously, if you look on like highest paid position, they're near the bottom. They're like there with the safeties and the kickers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so shout out to them too.
Right, mate. Let's get into it then. Week 5. How did it all go down? Stomo, start us all off.
Week five. Can't believe we're talking about week 5 already, mate. So first up, we had Mark and his rolling with my homies, coming off his first win, going up against the 5-yard Pirates. This game was close and only had 8 points in the end. And the final score being 257-256 in favor of Stocks. Handing Mark another loss, also meaning that 3 wins on the bounce for Stocks, giving them a winning record for the season so far.
He's definitely said 256 when it was actually 265. 257 to 265, just to make sure everybody was clear with that.
What did I say?
You said 257 to 256.
Dyslexic bastard. Sorry, guys.
Just wanted to make sure, you know, a bit of housekeeping.
Yeah, yeah. Stat correction. Yeah, sorry about that.
Can't believe Stocks has just won 3 in the trot.
Yeah, so
that's ever since Stocks, he said that he was going for the number 1 position.
Stocks, when I get first pick next year, mate, I'll be happy to and willing to trade for those 4 other first round picks you've got.
Good work.
Who's that? What happened? Is there any major no-nos in that? Anything? Anyone bomb out?
Let's have a look. Rolling with the homies, 7 points for Damon Harris. They weren't
Yeah,
great.
he got injured as well, didn't he? So that's not good.
He didn't get a single player that went over 30 points.
Ow.
That right there is your issue.
Yeah.
Like, even on his bench. Oh, wait. Dallas defense got 64 points.
Yeah, Dallas defense as well.
Yeah. But apart from that, that was on his bench, and everybody else was under 30 points. I think the highest starting he had was the 28 pointer.
It's quite a hurt, isn't it?
Yeah. Whereas you look on the other side, where Tom Brady got 65 points for Stocks. I think there's 35 points for Mark Andrews. Although the rest of Stocks' team, they were all quite low scoring as well. A few in the teens, 17, 18, a 12, 9, 19, 11, 8. So he managed to pull out of the bag with a couple of big scores from two big players, and that was about it, really.
So you only need one or two to go up, don't you, really? But
yeah,
it's not a lot you can do. Yeah, Mark's...
unfortunate.
And we'll talk about that order later, but he's definitely struggling, isn't he?
Yeah, 1-4 is a good way to start the year.
It's better than 0-5.
Well, that's true.
Who's right next, then, mate?
Up next, we have All About Mooney going up against the Generals. Again, this was another close battle and came down to just 10 points. So the final score went in favour of Rob, finishing 301 to 291.
Oh, that was really close. Thacker's still chasing that elusive 300.
Yeah, he's still... Has he actually got one yet?
No, I don't think he has. I think when he came on, he said he had it.
It was close that time. Close.
Yeah, he was very close. And obviously, his running backs went off. Henry, Cook. And we all know who screwed him over on this. He's talked about it enough. We've seen enough memes of it in the group this week. But yeah, Wilson did not do him any favours.
No. 23 points for Wilson, but then he also had a three-pointer from, was it Kirk? 6 points from Freemuth because he got injured.
Yeah, he's injured.
2 points from Everett.
Jacoby had a day. 2-2-2-2.
Yes. To be fair, he did well to keep up with, to get almost 300 points when you actually talk about how many of those scores that he got, but like you say, it was Cook and Connor. Oh, no, sorry, Henry and Cook, 58 points, 47 points. Lockie got nice, 36 points.
The boys I traded to Rob did all right as well.
Who did you end up sending to Rob? I forgot.
DK and Carter.
Oh, yeah. So Carter ended up with 29 points, was it?
Yeah. He had loads of carries, not many yards, but he got the two touchdowns, didn't he? So
yeah,
gave him a couple of points.
I can't see DK score on here.
21, I think, or something like that.
Oh yeah, 21-80. Yeah.
And we just had I think he had a massive, like a 50-yard pass. But then I'm pretty sure he had a touchdown pulled back or called back as a penalty. Because I was cheering because
ended up with 56 points from Jacobs as well, which was nuts.
Yeah, Jacobs had a game. Had a game. Yeah, he might have been one of the other running backs that I was forgot to mention thing. But yeah, he played well.
Another struggling for the Generals in a 1-4 as well, isn't he? So
1-4.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh dear. Right, who's next?
Next up was the Father Chiefs going up against the Finn Supers. Both teams have had mixed starts to the season. Came into this on 2-2. Dan crossed the 300 mark with ease and got the win over Susie this week with almost a 100-point difference. The final score was 2-4-3 to 3-3-7.
Yeah, big score.
Yeah, massive score.
Crossing that 300 threshold, like we always say, it's definitely going to put you in a much better stead to get you that win. And yeah, Dan kind of smashed it. Susie's struggling. I'm not sure what happened to her team this week.
Well, she didn't struggle against me, did she?
Well, no, that's it. She was down to score 336 points, and it was supposed to be a really close game, was this. And she ended up scoring 100 points lower than she
Harris
expected.
Was underwhelming because the Steelers got smashed. Obviously, Dylan and Jones, Didn't do much. Hines didn't do a lot.
No.
Diggs did all right. But yeah, Singletary, Kittle, you know.
Just nothing, all average points, really.
Yeah, nothing fantastic.
43 from Herbert wasn't amazing, but it was still serviceable, which is good.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a 9, a 3, 2 12s, and 18. I think that kind of brought it down. Although, in saying that, Dan ended up having a bagel, didn't he? He had a 0 on his team. Who was out? It was at tight end. Was it Waller who came? Was that who got out?
Yeah, Waller got injured, didn't he?
Yeah. So he got a 0, but then he had 48 points from Kyle Murray, 60 from Fournette, a 39 from Wilson.
Monty. Yeah, Stevenson did well. Monty smashed it. Big Mai. All his other players stepped up.
Yeah, so good from them.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, good turnout. Good week. Good week for Dan.
Susie had a couple of 40s on the bench as well, which isn't not useful for her.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. You'll see that in a minute. She had 90 points left on the bench.
Yes. Yeah.
Which would have made their game closer.
Yeah, that would have taken her up to the 336 points that she would have been. Well, it still would have been a loss, wouldn't it? 337 to 336. Yeah. But ow. Right, next up was your game, Stormo. Your Rex City Thunder went up against Simon and his French Princes. Fresh Prisses? Princes.
Princes.
So far this season, to get the win against you, Stormo, the team needed to get their highest score of the week. And it was no different this week either. So Simon smashing the 375 against your 315 to get the win.
Yeah, mate, the fantasy gods are against me. What can I say?
Yeah, it's nuts. To say that it's every week, whoever it is that plays you, will get their highest score.
Yeah, mate, yeah, I know. It's hurt. It hurts my feelings. And Simon says I cry into my coffee or whatever you were saying about the pod this morning.
And who did you actually get your first win against?
Dako. Remember when I got the highest score the world's ever seen?
Oh, yeah.
But then I've not been able to.
And then since then, you've been absolutely packed. Yeah.
Yeah, mate. But, you know, it's how fantasy goes. But yeah, Sam just had one of those weeks where, as we talked about, most of those running backs that I mentioned in my thing just went absolute nuts. Eckler had a game. Pierce had a game. CMC, Barkley. And they all did really, really well. And they scored well. And I just didn't have enough showing from one or two players. And I think had Mahomes and Kelsey and Adams not gone absolutely nuts, it would have been a way bigger defeat. But I ended up scoring, the third highest and still losing. But, you know, that's fantasy football for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, mate. But as I said before, not too worried, not just yet. So I've come back from worse.
I was going to say, there's just plenty of time to play, aren't there? So.
Just got to make the playoffs. So, and then you can go from there.
Yeah, sweet.
Lastly, finally, the strong side Cornbread went up against Ollie and the Gotham City Rogues. Ollie's trade helped solidify his QB option with Burrow, but unfortunately,
weren't there for the rest of the team. As Pitsy, you got the win, the final score being 279 to 233. And yeah, this is the first time you dropped below 300 pits.
Yes. Not happy about that, but still got the win, which is good. Kind of, yeah. It was, I mean, obviously, again, no offense to Ollie, but I was lucky that I was playing Ollie with a lower score than I have this week to still keep myself undefeated at 5-0.
Yeah.
I had some low scorers, 310 from Hawk. He got injured, 310 from Moore.
Yeah, it was weird because obviously Detroit was so good last week, but they were just absolutely poor, like lost 29-0. I can't remember the last time I saw a team lose nil. and just literally went the other way, didn't they?
Yeah.
But yeah, you got some good scores, but some, yeah, say Hawk more.
It was nice to see Breece Hall actually getting a big game, and he was actually my highest scoring player with 49 points on the team.
Yeah, he did well. Obviously, your Steelers D didn't help you.
No.
But then if you look on Duffer's side, he had Higgins, Juju. Yeah. Nothing
great. Few zeros.
Akers, quite low scores from all of them.
9 points, yeah.
Well, you need to be getting on that 30, don't you? If you want to, yeah. Do really well.
When his running backs got 16, 11, and then a 32, and then compare those to my running backs, they've got 49, 20, 25, 38 from most as well.
Yeah, but obviously, if you look at Duff now, he's got a due to some injuries. So even though Gordon fumbled the ball 2 weeks ago, he seems to be getting the lion's share at the Broncos. And why wouldn't you run him? Because he's a pretty beastly downhill runner when he gets going.
Yeah. He's got a really annoying Taysom Hill on his bench as well.
Yeah.
He's a hard player. 51 points.
But I think after that, yeah, scoring that 51 points, you would just sneak him in just in case, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Take a chance.
But he's a tight end, so he'll probably end up being in your flex, which is... He might actually have to do with some of the injuries that he's got, so...
Yeah, mate. Faux show.
Right, give me your champions of the week.
We are the champ. Every time I sing that song, all I can think of is the Mighty Ducks. love that movie. Top scoring quarterbacks this week. We had Allen with 79. Game and a half. Mahomes balled out with 68 and Hurts with 67. Running backs, Fournette, Henry and Eckler. All scored 55 to 60. I think all scored double touchdowns as well. Wide receivers, Jefferson 45, Davis 51, and Cups 36. Tight end, Hill 51. That's Taysom. Kelsey 44, Andrews 35. What gets me about Kelsey, right? He scored 44 points. Obviously, he got four touchdowns, but he only got like 25 yards, maybe 35.
Yeah.
When I was obviously watching that game, the amount of single coverage they gave Kelsey in the end zone was absolutely ridiculous. I was like, you do one little shimmy, one little leg move, beat his defender, Kelsey's left open, and it's like their most dangerous red zone target. I've never seen him be more open in my whole life in the red zone than the Raiders.
Just walking into everything, wasn't he?
Yeah, he scored one really good touchdown where he bounced off a couple people, but he was just open. Same with Adams. He scored two really good, really, really good touchdowns. That's where they gave him single coverage.
Yeah.
Man Markson gave him single coverage. And we know he was up there for the best route runners in the league. Show the hips, little step here and there, and he was gone. 50 yards plus.
Nuts.
sorry, mate. Right. High scoring kicker was Falk with 19. Highest scoring defenses was Cowboys 64, Broncos 49, and the Pats 47. Obviously, Mark owns the Cowboys and Susie owns the Broncos. So the highest non-scoring players, my boy Kirk scored 60.
Kirk Cousins.
Susie had the highest scoring wide receiver and Davis not starting. So Kamara on 49 points and Davis 41 points, so that's 90 points on the bench as we talked about earlier. We talked about Ollie and leaving Taysom Hill on the bench scoring 51. Sy left Folk on the bench scoring 19, and Mark didn't start the Cowboys with 64 points.
It's a lot of points on your bench.
Yes, mate, that is a lot of points. Tough one.
No, the joys of
setting those lineups, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's tough, especially now coming into bye weeks next week. It's going to be messy.
Yeah, mate, this first barbecue hurts me. I've got a lot of players on it.
Oof.
You normally get it around 7, 8 or 9, or is it 8, 9, 10? But yeah, this number week 6 is seeming to cut me deep.
Yeah. 7 and 8 used to be the really where like yeah. seven teams on bye all the time. Yeah. Right. Cool. Weekly table then. We're gonna have that update from last to first this time. Thank you very much, Thacker. So at the bottom, in 10th place. 1 and 4, we have Ollie. In fact, we've got four teams on 1 and 4 at the bottom. So Ollie is in 10th, 1 and 4. Mark, he is on ninth, 1-4. Thacker, 1-4 in eighth. Stormo joining the big boys, 1-4 in seventh.
Yeah, boy. But if you look at this, right, I'm not bragging about my 1-4. But Thacker's points four is 1,413. My points four is 1,775.
Yeah, just a little bit different.
Yeah. So, and then this is another one. If you go on this, my points against is 1,656. It's 1,656. And Ollie's, who's the second worst, is 1,600.
Yeah, so 56 points difference. And then you've got the other two who are also 1-4 with your Generals and Rolling Mahomies.
Yeah.
They're on 1400s, aren't they? So
yeah, so 14, yeah, like 1450, 14. So yeah, I've had at both ends of the scale. So hopefully, you know, turns around and people stop bloody having their best weeks, but it's not a lot you can do. But yeah, who's after the 1-4s?
Right, and there's one solitary 2-3 player, and that is Susie in sixth place.
Yes, Susie.
Then we have 3-3 and 2 players. So all the way up in fifth place in the playoffs, 3-2 for Stocks. He's got a decision to make whether he, if he beats you, he's going to be having to go all in and try and stay in the playoffs till we get this win. Well, it's going to be an interesting next few weeks. Fourth place, Rob, 3-2. And to finish off the 3-2 teams, it's Dan in third. And then the top two, both 5-0. I've slipped back down into second for my point score with Cy getting such a big score this week. So I am in second, 5-0. And Cy goes back top, 5-0.
It's very close with your point score. But to be fair, you two are really close in both. Salmon's got 1,692, and you've got 1,673. So what's that? 19 points in points scored. And in points against, Simon's got 1,384, and you've got 1,374. So 10 points there.
Oosh.
So yeah, it's really close. Really, really close.
That's pretty cool. I quite like it when it's like that.
Yeah. Except if you, you know, get knocked out because of that, then it's not as cool. But right now, it's okay.
Yeah. Right now, we'll take it and we'll see how the rest of the season flies.
There's only three players that have had more than 1,500 points scored against them. Susie, Duffer, and myself.
Ooh. And yeah, Susie's mid-table in sixth.
Yeah.
Then you and then Ollie last.
Yeah, mate.
Ollie's points scored, ouch, I've just looked at that. So he's got 1,167.
Yeah, so he's quite a way behind Mark.
Yeah, he's 1,329. So that's, yeah, big difference.
Why have I got a smiley face next or a laughing face next to my point score?
Because you're laughing with the amount of points you've scored.
And then I've got a poop
because I've had the most. Because you've got the most scored against you as well.
Hey, both there, that's nice. I like that.
Thacker was mentioned that last week.
Yeah, no, I just thought it was like a happy face. I didn't realize it was a laughing face. I thought they were laughing at me because I'm in seventh place with the most points.
No, you're just laughing, mate, because you're scoring the most.
Okay, that's all right then. That's all right then. Sweet.
Nice. Well, there you go. We haven't got any London games this week.
You've got a break and then we're going, aren't we? Is that next week or week after? Couple of weeks, week eight?
Is it 2 weeks, I think? It's the 30th or something like that, isn't it?
Hey, we'll all be reunited for a while. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. Been a minute, mate.
I need to try and find somewhere that can print off my ticket.
Dan, you coming? No? Okay.
Maybe next time.
Get Mark to do it at Robin Wood, mate.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get it at my work first, but the printer's crap, so it is a charity after all.
Yeah, is there, so are we definitely printing them off, or do we need to?
Well, there isn't an option to save it to your phone as a thing, a barcode to scan, so I think we have to print it.
Okay.
I think we have to print them off. Plus, then it means you've got your ticket to take home.
Yeah, true. Not the same as getting a cool one through the post, but what? Yeah.
No, exactly, yeah.
Who's saying anything other than that, you know?
Yeah. I might print it off in cards so I can...
So you can keep it forever?
Yeah.
You're such a loser.
I'm going to print my ticket up in court so I can keep it forever and have memories till the day I die.
Sweet. Sweet, Pitt. Sweet.
Nice one, mate.
Yeah, we'll see you same time next week.
Yes, mate. Well, we'll try and get earlier this time.
All right, bud. Until next time.
Until next time. Bouncy ballers.